Tanya for the 20th of Nisan, Chof Nisan, is in Perek Mem Aleph on page 114, or the bottom number, page 212. The Alter Rebbe just finished saying that in order for the mitzvah to be a complete mitzvah, you have to have both the service of an Eved and the level of the Ben. He has to be both a child to God and a servant to God, which means with love and with fear, so that there are two wings and the mitzvah can rise to their proper source. Now, about a third of the page down at the period. Ach om namam rizal. This kavona that he said before, which brings the mitzvah to its perfection and its completeness, is to have love and fear, the love being the desire to cleave to God and connect his neshama to God through the mitzvah. So the Rizal have said, "La'olam al yetziyah d'matzmi min haklal," that a person should never separate himself from the community. Lochein yiskaven liyached uledavka beyizbazeich mokir nafshei holikis umokir nafshei kol yisrael. Therefore, when a person is having kavana in the act of a mitzvah, that he wants to connect himself to God, he shouldn't take himself out of the community, separate himself from the community, but rather he should include all other Jews in the kavana. He should have the intention of connecting and cleaving to God, not only with his soul, but the source of all Jewish souls. Shehu ruach piv yizbarech. The source of all Jewish souls is God's breath, hanikra b'shem shchina, which is called the shchina. Al shem, why is the source of all Jewish souls called shchina? Shesheichenes umislabeshes teich kol almin, because it is clothed and sent down into the world, lahachayesan olakaimon, to give them life and to give them existence. And it is this Shechina, Hamashpas Bekeach Adibur Hazesh Medaber B'Divrei Teira, that gives him the energy and the ability to speak the words of Teira. Okeach Hamaisa Hazel Las is Mitzvah Zu, or it is the Shechina that gives him the ability and the power to act and do the mitzvah that he's about to do. V'Yichud Zehu Aydei Hamshachas Eirein Sev Baruch Hu Lamato. And this connection, this bringing together of the Shechina and the world, comes through the mitzvahs, Ayideyesek HaTeirev HaMitzvah, Shehu Melubosh Bohen, into which God is clothed. The Iskavein, and therefore he should have the intention of Laham Shech Eirei Yizbarech Almoki Nafshei, the Nafshei is called Yisrael Yachadon. He should have the intention when he does the mitzvah of bringing together God's will, which is the source of Torah, and is clothed in Torah, together with the Shechina, which is the source of all Jewish souls, and in that way he brings together HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shechina. And as we will write later, the explanation and the meaning of this oneness. Now we will understand Zehu Pirish v'shem Yichud Kutcha Brichu u'shchinte v'shem Kol Yisrael. There is the custom of saying before every mitzvah that I am doing this for the sake of uniting HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Shechina in the name of all Jews. We don't have that custom, but there is such a custom. And the meaning of it is, what is the connection between bringing together HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shechina and doing it in the name of all Jews? It's because the Shechina is the Mokir of all Jewish souls. So in bringing together HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, you're also bringing together HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all Jewish souls. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, is the source of Torah, the origin of Torah and mitzvahs, and Shechina is the origin of Jewish neshamas. In the note, Alter Rebbe tells us that in doing the mitzvah, we accomplish something else as well. Not only the bringing together of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, and of bringing godliness down into the world, meaning not only into my neshama, but also into the neshama of all Jews. So in addition to this, v'gam al yedei zeh yismasku gam kein hagvureis b'chasod. Through the mitzvah, we also bring a sweetening of the severities with kindness, which means that in the divine attributes, the attribute of chesed and gvura are in conflict, and gvura demands severity, severe judgment, and we need to soften that and to sweeten that with kindness. So through the mitzvah, it happens memela by itself. How does it happen? Behiskalulus hamides v'yichudam al yidei gilu ratzna elyim baruchu. How do you bring together two opposite emotions, two opposite impulses? It happens automatically when there is a joining of the midas and bringing of the, and they're coming together as a result of a higher gilui, of revealing something that is much higher than the two of them, which brings a bittul in both. They both become bittul, and they both become softened and flexible, and then they automatically merge and blend. And when they blend, then the kindness sweetens the severity. This higher revelation, which takes place as a result of our efforts below, which means that when we reveal God's will here below through the involvement in Torah and mitzvahs, which are God's will, that causes the same thing to happen above, that God's will is revealed into the space and into the world of emotions, of the attributes, and they become bottle as a result of this revelation, which is much higher than they are. And then they merge, and the gevura is sweetened. Ukmesha Kosuv, the Idra Zabba, as he writes in the Idra Zabba, and in Mishnas Chassidim, Mesechtas Arich Antin, he writes over there, in Perek Dalad, Shetayag Mitzvah HaTorah Nimshoches, Mechivrata de Arich Ampin, that the mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs of Torah, originate and are drawn from the level of Arich Ampin, which is higher than all of the emotions and is the source of all the emotions. And there, in Arich Ampin, it comes from the whiteness of Arich Ampin, Shehuratzen Elyem Mokir Achsodim, which is God's will. Arich Ampin is a level of will that precedes even the intellect and is certainly higher than emotions, and that is the source of kindness, the source of chesed. Chivrita, the color white, reflects kindness, represents kindness, whereas gvura is represented in colors by a dark color. So the whiteness of Arich Ampin is the divine will, Ratzon HaElyon, and when that is revealed into the place where the emotions are, then the emotions, kindness and severity, become bottle, they become flexible, and they merge with each other, and the result is that the severity is transformed into kindness. So this is another result that comes from the act of the mitzvah, although it's not directly related to the topic which the Alter Rebbe is discussing in the Pesach, which is the way of performing mitzvahs and having the proper kavanah in mitzvahs, and that's why the Rebbe puts it into a note rather than in the text. But this is an important effect that every mitzvah has in bringing kindness to the world by sweetening the severity. The Hayem Yom for the 20th of Nisan, the fifth day of the Emer, the Rebbe tells a story that there was a time when Reb Chaim Avraham, one of the Alter Rebbe's sons, went to the Mittler Rebbe, his brother, to visit on Pesach to say Gut Yontif. And at that occasion, Reb Chaim Avraham mentioned that the Alter Rebbe had said that on Pesach we're not supposed to invite another person to eat and drink in his house, because people are very careful about what they eat and drink on Pesach. But, Neman Alein Megman, but it doesn't mean that you can't help yourself to food and drink. On a spiritual level, obviously, the Chaim Avraham was saying to the Mittler Rebbe that on Pesach you don't invite and you don't offer spiritual food and drink, but if I demand it, if I come and I take myself, then there's no reason that you shouldn't allow me to have it.